Welcome to the strange and wild universe we call home. From eerie encounters to grisly murders and even dread-inducing cosmic terror. Out in the wild, anything can happen. Join us as we lift the veil and go into the dark to bring you a podcast experience like no other. My STFU and Scaredy Ginge present an exploration into the strange wilderness.
Billy Ray Taylor, a native of Pennsylvania, was visiting his friend Elmer Lucky Sutton. Lucky's farmhouse sat in the tiny town of Kelly, in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. On a warm night in 1955, Billy had exited the property, heading for the well to collect some water. Suddenly, and without any warning, something in the sky caught Billy's attention. He described it as a silvery object that was streaking across the sky and was, quote, real bright, with an exhaust all the colors of the rainbow, end quote. In a clear panic at seeing such a bizarre and probably frightening sight, Billy burst through the farmhouse door, quickly informing the others of what he had seen. The other occupants of the house included Billy's wife, as well as the entire Sutton family. Billy had also recounted that he hadn't seen or heard an explosion, though did mention hearing a distinct hissing noise as the object appeared to have landed somewhere behind the farmhouse. Obviously skeptical at the fact that Billy had just told a house full of people that he had seen an alien UFO, the group clearly didn't take his story seriously. That is, until the dogs outside began to bark and growl. It seemed as if something was approaching the house. While describing their experience to the police, the terrified occupants of the Sutton farmhouse mentioned that what was approaching the house had rather round, oversized heads and incredibly long arms, equipped with long talons that nearly scraped the ground beneath them. These invaders appeared to shimmer and glow even in complete darkness, with their eyes glowing an eerie yellow hue, and their bodies shimmering and glinting as if they were made of some sort of silvery metal. What's more terrifying about those at the Sutton farmhouse seeing what appeared to be glowing metal aliens with claws is the fact that they were getting closer and closer to the property. With all of this said, it must be noted that those in the Sutton farmhouse were fighters and were prepared to defend their home no matter how extraterrestrial and terrifying the threat may be. Lucky and Billy quickly grabbed their rifles and braced for the ensuing battle that would likely occur. Shortly after, one of the creatures approached a window, pressing its face against the glass. This act was what signified the start of the battle, as the men began firing. For nearly 4 hours, the creatures would approach the house and quickly retreat as the men defended the property. They seemed to bounce around and flip up into trees when the farmhouse attempted to fire at them, seemingly evading all attacks. in a terrifying turn, one had allegedly even hopped up above Billy and grabbed at his hair. A truly terrifying series of events, to be sure. When the siege on the Sutton farmhouse had seemingly ended, many of the occupants of the house piled into a car and sped off into town to report the attack to local police and beg them for assistance. Four of the Hopkinsville police, including the chief himself, drove out to the farmhouse with the terrified people to survey the scene and decipher exactly what had happened. Unfortunately, the authorities found no obvious signs or evidence of any sort of little silver men attacking the property. Despite this, it was clear that the occupants of the farmhouse were genuine in their fear and terror. In fact, one man even had a pulse that clocked in at 140 beats per minute. According to Chief of Police Russell Greenwell, quote, "These aren't the kind of people who normally run to the police for help," end quote. It should also be noted that at least one of the officers had believed Billy and Lucky's story. While Sergeant Frank Dudas had not been one of the officers who went to investigate the Sutton farmhouse, he had his own encounter with the extraterrestrial. During the summer of 1954, the sergeant and another police officer had allegedly seen three flying saucers. He stated, quote,
"I think the whole story is entirely plausible. I know I saw the saucers. If I saw them, the Kelly story could certainly be true,"
end quote. So, what exactly happened on the night of August 21st, 1955? And what exactly did the Taylors and Sutton see? As soon as the story of the encounter broke, the validity of their story was immediately called into question. Many doubted that the Suttons were genuine in their retelling of the events, with some accusing the whole affair as the result of a drunken debacle, the byproduct of drinking far, far too much moonshine. However, the responding authorities had collectively agreed that nobody appeared to be under the influence of any sort of alcohol. Another theory points to a terrestrial threat, specifically a large owl. Great horned owls are known to have long wingspans, large, glowing eyes, and obscenely round heads. The feathers at the ends of their wings could, in theory, be mistaken for claws or talons in complete darkness. This, coupled with the rounded head, broad bodies, and large, glowing eyes, could entirely lead an already on-edge group to believe that a group of owls were in fact alien invaders. However, this does not explain what Billy had seen streaking through the sky prior to the attack. What didn't help the Sutton family maintain their honesty was the fact that after the story of the attack on their farmhouse began to circulate, they tried to profit off of the newfound interest in their property. They did so by charging admission to survey the grounds. This led to any remaining goodwill quickly evaporating, with hostility even emerging in some circles. The Suttons would go on to leave Kelly 10 days later, never to return. The result of neighbors becoming incredibly cold, with some even going as far as becoming threatening. The story of the Kelly Hopkinsville Goblins has gone down in local history as a legend of sorts. It has been told and retold, with many believers marveling at how the Suttons and Taylors engaged in battle with an army of alien attackers, with the defenders living to tell the tale. Whether or not you believe in aliens and alien contact, or rather, alien attacks, it's clear that they witnessed something so bizarre and frightening that Billy Taylor and Lucky Sutton sought to empty their rifles into the Kentucky night in an attempt to protect their families from something possibly extraterrestrial. No matter where we are on Earth, and no matter how much we build and destroy, we are at the mercy of a wild, uncaring, unforgiving planet that's full of terror and mystery. Be sure to follow Strange Wilderness on TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud for the full immersive experience. Until the darkness calls us again, thank you so much for listening, and stay safe out there. Because out in the wild, anything can happen.